Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Tonight with Kate Delaney plays here. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Just to let you know real quickly, gold, $10.79. Silver, $14.37. The Dow is right at about zero. And oil is $48.44. Went below the $50 barrel limit. So, wow, amazing. All right, let's go to Jack in Arizona. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Joyce. I hope you keep on doing better all the time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I won't take up too much time. I just got two items. Earlier this week, you had a gentleman on, I believe his name was Hauser, and he was talking about frequencies and vibrations.
Right.
Do you recall that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will you be having him on again?
I absolutely will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sounded very, very interesting. And also, either Monday or Tuesday, I forget which, you were mentioning like the five most dangerous radiating cell phones. Do you recall what day that was? Because I'd like to get a CD copy of that show.
Oh, dear. No, I don't recall. I'll tell you what. Cynthia, she is so good. She knows the news inside and out. Cynthia, email me and let me know when that story was about the cell phones, and I will let you know over the air if I get it in the next hour. Okay? Or I'll have it at the Power Mall, and you can call them later. But I think Cynthia will be on it, and she'll let me know.
Sure. And a comment on the last lady you just had on about the mob book.
Right.
Yeah. That was one of the number one books that the late Michael Collins Piper used to recommend everybody getting, because it isn't just true, it's obviously true about the movers and shakers going back to the founding of MCA, Music Corporation of America, way back into the 20s, organized crime, and who really got it all started.
And is that what you think is the redeeming value in that book? I mean, is that the punchline of what we're going to learn from that book?
That and certain individuals, people with immense power, including Ronald Reagan, et cetera, and who were behind a lot of these people. And it is an eye-opener, and everything is referenced and can actually be checked out.
Okay. All right. I got to move on, but thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Okay. Thank you so much. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, the venom in that letter towards you really shook me up. But I hear this kind of venom in other places. And,
okay.
You know, I am
which
really
venom? Which venom? Go ahead.
The venom aimed at you about the cancer letter from, what's his name, Drone?
Drone,
that
yeah.
That was horrible. The thing is, I'm very concerned about the reputation of alternative media being ruined. The thing is, as it proved, my previous letter you read proves, I judge people on content of character.
Yes.
Bobby Jindal is brown. Okay, because you see, if I say anything against white people, I'm like some self-hating libtard, okay? Bobby Jindal is brown, okay? Mm-hmm. But he is a jackass, okay? So the thing is, I repeatedly hear where people, I don't even know where Watson finds some of this bizarro stuff that they take up space with on InfoWars. The thing is, I can tell you that I can find just as much crazy stuff that they never report on from the right wing. The thing is, and it's unfair, and it divides people to only attack one side like that. There is a video, South Carolina, which is suspicious. They scheduled the demonstrations of the KKK and the splinter group of the new phony Black Panthers at the same time. Well, they showed the video. video of the KKK people screaming at them and telling the black people they were the color of turds and acting like 10-year-old juveniles. If, to be fair, you have to show, if you're going to show the ugly on both sides.
That's right.
You're being
a liar
also.
I agree. I agree. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with our guest today, Jeff, and we're going to be talking about programming the world.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking to Jeff Warrick today on programming the nation. Are we all brainwashed or have we just lost our minds? I like that. And you know, with what's happening on TV today, there is no doubt programming is, you know, they are doing it big time in spades for us. And the idea that there is subliminal messaging in America, I think we all know that's without a doubt true. Well, Jeff Warrick has put together a DVD, which we have at the Power Mall, called Programming the Nation. It is excellent, and it shows in many, many different arenas how that's being done. Jeff Warrick is writer, producer, and director of Programming the Nation. He headed Ignite Productions in 2002 and created revolutionary, thought-provoking entertainment. He graduated from UCSC, University of California at Santa Cruz, in 2000 with a double major in film and literature. He is experienced in a number of areas of business development, entertainment, technical aspects of film and video production. worked on an assortment of projects, shorts, short documentaries, music videos, and commercials. We appreciate him so very much for putting this one together, which really answers a lot of questions that we have, like how do they get us to think the way they get us to think? Well, it's in Programming the Nation. Jeff Warrick, thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Hey, Joyce, thanks for having me again.
A pleasure to have you joining us. Anybody out there telling the truth, I really, really honor you. Let's talk about programming today. I mean, the video is awesome. There's so many different arenas, and I'll let you talk about those arenas that you deal with in Programming the Nation. But let's go to what's happening in the world now. Because I'm interested in, as you watch television, if you do or not, I'm interested in what you are seeing as programming that's taking place on TV today. Where are we headed? What are they doing to move us in a certain direction?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, today television has really, I would consider this to be the second golden age of television. There's so many different options for TV now with, the you know, cable and the internet especially. I think that it's just ramping up. People have mobile devices and all of them can stream media from them very easily, and that's what our youth are really using today is cell phones, tablets, you know, iPads, things like that to get their media, and they're just consuming it on a much more rapid pace. And the other issue is that people are watching their media alone. They're not sitting together as a family and discussing what they're watching during commercials anymore. It's everyone's got their own program in their own room doing their own thing. And it kind of creates isolation. It creates separation. It's, you know, in a lot of ways, it's tearing the family apart. It's not bringing them together. And these are definitely issues that need to be addressed. I mean, parents need to think about this, especially with young children. And one especially important point, and if you think about commercial advertising, commercial television, is that this year advertisers will spend $70 billion in 2015 on TV advertising, and approximately $190 billion total between billboards, magazines, radios, newspapers, internet, and television advertising. And you know, if you think about it, why are they spending all this money? It's because it works.
Mm-hmm. So, that's right. You know. Advertising works. You know, in getting back to agenda of what's on TV today, I made the statement earlier that this Lafayette shooting in Louisiana has become a part of every TV show right now, which tells me that if you see Lafayette shooting on Fox Business News and they're doing nothing but talking about that, there is an agenda behind that because, you know, China just dumped half a trillion dollars worth of treasuries, U.S. treasuries, and they're not covering that on a business network, which I kind of think that's more business-like than covering a shooting in Louisiana that killed two people. But that tells me there is an agenda afloat on that story. Now, if I see Home and Garden TV all of a sudden covering the shooting in Louisiana or DIY, I'm going to begin to wonder if maybe, you know, that might be an agenda there also. I'll really believe it's an agenda. But, I mean, you're hearing nothing but, you know, like the two guys that escaped from Dannemora in New York. Big deal. They escaped from prison, and we have to cover it for 21 days. You know, 7/24.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you, the mainstream media, especially mainstream news, I like to call it the extreme media, and news today on CNN and Fox and all these channels is really just infotainment, as far as I'm concerned. You know, when we think about it, television is really owned, and these stations are owned by huge conglomerates that own all of media, not just television, but all of these other avenues I was mentioning earlier, radio, billboards, magazines. That's why independent media is so vital and so important to, you know, getting real information out to people, because these conglomerates, they just want to feed you their idea of what news is, and they want to feed you these small doses and reiterate stories over and over to really create fear and anxiety amongst the population. They're not really there to inform you on what's really going on or important issues. They're there to rehash and kind of try to mold thinking and opinion, and also to distract you away from what the real news is. So when you think about it in those terms, I mean, that's very important.
It is, and the real news is not being heard. The real news, like dumping of $500 trillion worth of U.S. treasuries, I mean, that would panic most people and it would drive down the market. So, wow, Fox Business News can't let you know about that. They've got to keep it on, you know, two people killed in Lafayette, Louisiana. And who is the shooter? And then we'll have to learn every single thing about this shooter, you know, and it goes on for days and days. But
yeah,
let's talk in terms. Yeah, let's talk in terms, though, of the programming that's happening. I've mentioned yellow. I've mentioned orange and blue here. They are programming people to see orange and blue no matter what. Those colors are important with NATO orange and UN blue, that everybody starts to see that because they want to put us into a new world order. And you see people in Germany using that as their logo colors. You see people in Mexico using that as logo colors. So they use colors to move into a new realm, removing us from red, white, and blue. And let me just add that at the Chattanooga shooting the other day, they showed balloons that had been put out, and all the balloons were the same, and they were all light blue and almost orange, between red and orange and light blue. The field, the star field, was light blue. Now, that's not the way the flag is, but that's the way their balloons were. Now, tell me that's not agenda.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, everything's a color, especially in media, for a certain reason, and they use colors very effectively on a subliminal or subconscious level. And if you think about it, fast food, always red and yellow or bright orange to give you the hotness. It's going to be hot, fresh, you know, and anything to deal with money is usually green, banking, you know, a lot of red, white, and blues to give you that American feel. So absolutely, they use colors very effectively, and it's strategic. It's there for a reason, you know, exactly like you were explaining, definitely.
Well, let's talk about where you see agenda going on TV. What do you see them doing? Because in your video, in your documentary, you deal with, you know, a history of subliminal advertising on TV. Advertising was just kind of the way they broke into the idea of programming people in something that was kind of okay. So you make a person go buy Coke instead of Pepsi, well, so be it. You know, you haven't really hurt somebody. But yet now, and in the alcohol ads, you know, when I worked for an alcohol treatment center one time, I was a director of nursing there, they brought up that in the ads for alcohol, they have horrible faces in the ice.
Really?
And if you'd like to see a Smirnoff ad, and they would show us at the hospital where I worked how advertising would make people feel horrible about themselves, especially alcoholics, and they would look at that ice and then make them feel worse, and then they would go and drink. Have you ever heard that before?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I mean, if you think about it, media is really a form of reverse therapy. I mean, you go to a therapist to kind of resolve your unconscious conflicts and make you feel better about yourself. But media really has the exact opposite orientation. There's been memos that have been circulated, in fact, by insider advertising executives that have said it's our job to make women feel bad about it themselves. So when you talk about hidden phalluses and death symbols in alcohol ads, both of these things either stimulate unconscious anxiety or they satisfy an unconscious fantasy. And you know, anxiety is really associated with both the consumption of cigarettes and alcohol. We all know that people smoke and drink more when they're nervous. It's totally logical to think that making them nervous induces them to smoke more alcohol and tobacco. And so, you know, it isn't always the cues, the stimulants. These are, you know, often very invisible to the naked eye. We don't always recognize them for what they are, in other words. But if you really look at them, they're actually very completely visible if you look hard enough or know what to look for. And one example is Newport cigarette ads, which, you know, on the face simply show happy couples frolicking in the green. But mm-hmm. when you know, look at them closely, you kind of realize that these are sort of sadomasochistic dramas that either the man or the woman is in fatal control of the situation. And that's a really good example. It's all right there on the surface. We just don't know that the surface is, in fact, exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much involved in manipulating people. And I do believe that what they're doing now with ISIS is one great big huge manipulation. I believe that ISIS is not what they say it is. That's why the Defense Department never speaks about ISIS. I think that it is a created, manipulated army of insurgents and mercenaries that the United States wants to accomplish a goal, which is having two sides of the war, or two sides of the fight, and then controlling both sides. And I, when you look at the ISIS video, I don't know if you've looked at it or not, but you see the same picture, the same guy walking around the sand with a flag, a black flag, and the pictures of the, what are those trucks, Josh?
Toyotas.
Toyota trucks. Now, there's your evidence that ISIS is real. I mean, they can make a whole war. Wag the dog, remember the video. We'll be back with our guest today, Jeff Warrick, Programming the Nation. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Friday. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Celebrate
good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We are celebrating at the Power Hour. We're celebrating over truth. Oh, my gosh. It feels so good just to hear people telling the truth and not... Oh, where'd you get that stuff from? That can't be true. I got to tell you, during the break, Josh showed me something that came out of Programming the Nation that, for some unknown reason, I don't recall seeing.
No, it was on a video blog.
Okay, well, Benson and Hedges commercial. Benson and Hedges cigarettes, or cigarillos, or whatever they are.
An advertising page.
Okay. And this man is holding this woman, and behind... where his hand is, there's a giant phallus.
Yes.
A giant
phallus. He's got his hand
phallus.
Wrapped around. It's like they're dancing. And so his hand is on her back, and pictured within his hand is, like you said.
And I was just shocked when I saw it, when he showed it to me. I mean, I just couldn't believe that would be, but nobody's ever seen it, or you don't think about it. Right. I don't see it. I don't see that stuff. Anyway, that was your deal there, and that was your picture. You were talking about it there, Jeff. Tell us about that. Jeff, are you there? Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was pointed out to me by someone we interviewed in our film. He wrote a book called The Secret Sales Pitch, and his name's August Bullock. He did an amazing book on this topic, and he pointed out to me a lot of examples of hidden phalluses and also the death symbols, and kind of explained to me exactly how they're being used, why they're being used, and that's one great example. I mean,
okay, I hate to be naive. I hate to be naive, but why are they used? I mean, what would be, and I know if there's children listening, they probably shouldn't be listening right now to this, but why are they used?
Well, why are half-naked women on advertising billboards?
Well, the half-naked women, I mean, that's pretty obvious. I mean, sex sells, yeah. We all know that.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. You know, the reason they're hiding, hidden phalluses and things like that are the letters SEX. I mean, really, to be effective, subliminal messaging has to either stimulate an unconscious anxiety or satisfy an unconscious fantasy. And really, the human mind is very sensitized to things that deal with the beginning of life, which is sex, or the end of life, which is death. And if you can plant something in there that's really, strongly motivating, either sex or death, scientists have studied and determined that the unconscious will remember that for a very long time. We don't know how long. But alcohol and tobacco industries are really notorious for using such techniques in their print advertising. That was an example of a print ad that you mentioned. And you will literally find hundreds of examples of hidden SEXs and phalluses, skulls, death symbols in ads by simply searching the Internet. We show a few of these examples in our film. But, yeah, they're out there, and you can Google it, and you can go to YouTube. There's a ton of videos that show examples of this stuff, including a lot of examples in our film. That we show as well. So, that's kind of why they're using it, I guess.
I mean, it seems to me that when you have pornography being the biggest business on the Internet, and literally you can get anything and see anything you want, to be able to subliminally put it there just seems kind of like it's kind of like, third class or something. But, I mean, that it wouldn't really make a difference. But I guess it does impact people in a different way than the actual pornography would.
Yeah, absolutely. It has an impact. I mean, there's been a lot of studies on this. We interviewed a researcher by the name of Dr. Howard Shevern at the University of Michigan. He actually was involved in some very, very important one congressional hearing and also another court case involving the Judas Priest trial in the mid-80s. But, he has demonstrated in recent studies that people do respond to subliminal stimuli and words and whatnot, and that negative words have a stronger impact than do positive words when they're flashed subliminally. And other studies have shown that by using subliminal imagery, they can increase hostilities and aggressions in test subjects. They did this study at a penitentiary to determine if they can increase aggressions, and they showed that they could. So the evidence is definitely out there, and it's really astonishing, to be honest. I mean, another good example is in the mid 80s, they took a hidden, it was a Marlboro ad that they believed contained a subliminal phallus. And so what they did in this study is they adulterated that so they would have a control. They took the phallus out, and they showed these ads, and they measured people's galvanic skin responses, their minute fluctuations in the sweat that they were producing in their glands. And they showed that the ad with the phallus had a greater effect than the ad without the phallus. So this stuff definitely works on some kind of level. Now, you may ask, how does it work? Well, I think it varies from person to person, and I think for some people, it may have a very minute effect. But for some people, it could have a very, very disturbing effect.
Yeah, disturbing effect. Okay, we got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with Jeff Warrick. All you have to do is put a kitty in a picture, and I'm done. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You know you make me wanna stick my heels up and throw my hands up and throw my head back and come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Wow. Welcome back to the Power Hour,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. This is Feel Good Friday. We feel good at the Power Hour because you know what? We deal with the truth here. And it is so liberating. So liberating. I thank you for joining us, caring about your world and doing something about it, just like Jeff Warrick is doing. Programming the Nation. It's available at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. It's on sale for $17.96. $17.96, Ignite Productions. You can go to programmingthenation.com, but please purchase it from the Power Mall, especially if you want to educate your children. This is a really good thing to show them because they will see how subliminal messaging is used so they can know about it and know what they're seeing. I want to tell you about a couple of other specials. We now have... You know the Vitamir people that make the most awesome toothpaste? Well, now they make an awesome shampoo. Well, they made it for a while, and I tried it. The Power Mall people loved it. Tea tree shampoo, and it smells like tea tree, too. Uniquely formulated. It's got all kinds of conditioning agents, and the tea tree conditioner. So you can get them both at the Power Mall. They're both $13.90. On sale. Remember, we close at 4 p.m. on Fridays. Well, every day. We close at 4 p.m. today, so get your orders in. And I want to remind you also, please support Michelle and the Carriage Trade Soaps. We had her on yesterday. She is an amazing woman. She's going to be at the retreat, the Gary Null Retreat, August 2nd. And those of you who will be there the first week will get to meet her. So please take advantage of this. We have 6 bars of soap. Josh, here's the bars of soap here. You haven't seen them.
No, I've seen them.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. They're like unbelievable.
Yeah.
They are really, they're just great. They're gorgeous. Such professionalism. And what a gift. What a gift this will make for someone. So we've got the 3 bar set and the 6 bar set. And she also includes the soap preserver, which is a wooden soap preserver that really does work. So get those at the Power Mall. Also, the green stuff will be in the first week of August, the Gary Null green stuff. And also, the website is under construction for the Power Mall. If you have any problem at all, because we can't put any new items there, if you have any problems, call the Power Mall and just order over the phone at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and you can get Just Like Sugar on special, Just Like Sugar. I can't believe they can even call that name by the FDA. But anyways, it's better than sugar. It's made from chicory. And then the Gary Null toothpaste on sale for $5, normally $10. And there's a gentleman out there who just bought his second batch of 10 because he brushes his dog's teeth, too. In the shower when they take a shower together. Isn't that special? Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he takes care of his dog and he brushes his dog's teeth.
I was waiting for, you know.
That's love.
A joke to.
No, there's no joke.
I understand now.
I think it's awesome. I don't do that. I think that's awesome. Anyway, we are talking to Jeff Warrick today about Programming the Nation. And that's exactly what's going on. And people need to know, and you will not believe how programmed you've been probably until you see this movie. It really makes you think. What was it, Jeff, that made you do this movie? I mean, what made you say, okay, that's it. I need to tell the people this is happening to them.
Well, what prompted me to do the film, I mean, as a kid in the 70s, there was a book that was actually written by a guy we interviewed. His name is Wilson Brian Key. The book was Subliminal Seduction. I mean, this is a nationwide bestseller, New York Times bestseller. And I remember my dad having read that book, and he took me to the movies a lot, and he told me that basically the book said that they claimed they were flipping things like eat popcorn, drink Coca-Cola in movie theaters, and it kind of alarmed me as a kid. I kind of wondered, you know, if they're capable of doing that, what other ways might they be using it or trying to, you know, send us messages. But in the 80s, as a teenager, the youth pastor at the church I attended, he would often lecture about how subliminal backmasked messages in rock and roll were guilty of influencing listeners to, you know, take drugs, worship Satan, and commit suicide, which really, you know, scared me also and was something I believed for many, many years. But I really think for me it was the catalyst to making the film as an adult and really contemplating, you know, how I could contribute to issues that were taking place was after 9/11. It was definitely a catalyst for me, particularly the claims that the you were talking earlier about ISIS. Well, this is a great example. I mean, the claims that the Bush administration, the beating of the drum for war and against Iraq, it's later been found that Saddam Hussein never contained chemical weapons and was never involved in 9/11 and all these lies that were told. So that's a great example of what the media could be doing with ISIS as well. And all of these things kind of culminated and led me to, you know, start exploring this subject further and kind of led to the documentary.
Well, that's a good thing, and it needs to be out there. It needs to be there. Because I will say this, after you see this documentary, there's no way you can deny that it's going on. No way. I mean, as much as people want to say, oh, they wouldn't do that to us because they care, I'm telling you, you will be a believer that you are being manipulated in ways you don't even know. Now, let's move to something like the computer. What do you know about the way the computer is being used to manipulate us?
Well, you know, the computer has a flicker rate. The screen has a flicker rate, and the technology has gotten better. It's much easier to hide things in there. So if you're using the computer for your media, I mean, it's possible they could be hiding all kinds of things within the computer. And also television, I think a lot of people aren't aware of the fact that television kind of has a hypnotic effect in and of itself. It definitely lulls you into a trance-like state, and the messages are much, much easier to go, you know, pass through without any kind of critical thought process taking place, and especially with children. I mean, advertisers are always looking to get the attention of younger and younger children, and our experts believe that any advertising that's directed toward children should be considered subliminal. Because, you know, children really don't know the difference between the ad or the program. It all kind of blends, you know, seamlessly together. And these are all issues that we explore in the film as well. And as far as the computer goes, I mean, I don't know of any specific examples of where they're hiding it, but, you know, maybe that's a follow-up documentary down the road. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, somebody explained to me, somebody who was an IT guy, you know, that was doing this kind of work, said, I can actually make you go want a Coke from the computer. I can actually make you crave a Coke from the computer. And I don't really know what he meant by that. He said, though, that there is a way that they can subliminally do it on the computer and you don't even know what you're seeing. Well, my question is, can they make you go kill your best friend? Can they make you go and do horrible things, steal? Can it be used for negative reasons? Well, obviously, if it's used for positive, it can be used for negative.
Oh, absolutely. And, I think that one of the experts I mentioned earlier that was doing a lot of the research out of the University of Michigan, he really emphasized to me that, the effects of subliminal messaging can be very, very different depending on the individual and the given message. But he mentioned, and he says, you really don't want to mess with the subconscious, because you don't know what the effects might be. Mm-hmm. And for some people that are marginal, that are kind of on the brink of a psychotic break, you might say, subliminal messaging can be the thing that pushes them over the edge. It could be the thing that leads them to go on a mass shooting. These are things, the subconscious is something you don't really want to mess with, because you're not sure what the effects are going to be.
Well, and we know, you know, the U.S. government was involved in MKUltra. I've got the documents here that I'm not supposed to have. They're no longer on the government printing office list about MKUltra being a government program, and the documents coming from the U.S. government. I mean, this stuff is crazy that it exists and that people are aware of it, but it is kept from the public so that they really don't know what hits them. I mean, they really don't know what's going on around them, and it is so sad. I'd like to open up the phone lines. If there are those of you out there who would like to ask a question or are familiar with a certain type of programming or subliminal advertising, give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, if you have a question or comment for Jeff Warrick.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you think, like, politicians, during election times, would they be using, you know, such methods as this?
Oh, heavens no. I mean, Josh.
I know.
They only care about us. Jeff, your response?
Are there some good examples that you have, perhaps?
Yeah, actually, during the 2000 election.
Ooh, what happened? What happened to your reception there?
Can you hear me still?
Are you on Skype or are you on...
No, I'm on a regular phone.
A regular phone? Wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Scott or Trevor, whoever's there, call him back real quick because we can't do this. This is not working. Please call him back right away. Thank you. The idea of politicians using subliminal advertising, I'd never even thought of that, Josh.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't they? If they could, you know, why not?
Well, certainly the president never would. One of the things that the president is using is you notice he has a yellow backdrop behind him many times, on certain issues. Now, that color means something, and they're doing that for a reason. There's no flags. There's only a yellow screen behind, or yellow curtain behind him.
I mean, isn't yellow supposed to be, like, soothing and calming?
Probably.
Or
but the regulations call for a certain color of navy to be behind the president. Because I learned about that when President Bush came down to Houston. We had to get a certain color of navy. We had to order it to have that screen in the back of him. Okay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Twist. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, much better. Go ahead.
Oh, great.
Okay, politicians and subliminal advertising.
Well, in our film, we show a great example of this. During the 2000 presidential election, the the Bush administration basically... during the election, they flipped the letters RITS during an ad that they were running.
Okay, we're having a little trouble hearing you. RATS came across the screen.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
They flipped the letters RATS, basically, in a way of insinuating that the Democrats were rats. And it was just a brief one-frame shot of the word rats. And this brought up a lot of issues. They questioned Bush about this technique. They asked him if there was a subliminal message. Of course, he had a very difficult time pronouncing the word subliminal. He kept mispronouncing the word.
Well, in other words, also he had trouble with all words almost. But go ahead.
Yeah, and so people thought, well, what effect could something like that really have? Well. Then we found this Israeli study that took place, a study conducted by the researchers at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, which has shown that exposing people to subliminal image of the national flag really swayed their political attitudes. And in this experiment, these Israeli participants, they were divided into two groups at random. They were asked about their attitudes toward core issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And prior to answering these questions, half of them were exposed to subliminal images of the Israeli flag that were projected on a monitor, and half of them were not. So the results showed that the former group tended to shift their political viewpoints toward the center. In other words, a brief presentation of the Israeli flag, so brief that people didn't even notice it, was sufficient enough to make people adopt more moderate viewpoints.
I think flags are a great programming issue, and I think all the problems of the world will be over as soon as we get rid of all those Confederate flags. We all know that. We'll all live in peace and harmony, and they put a lot of emphasis on flags. They make they stand for something, and it depends on what you get people to think they stand for. Where do you see it being used the most? Where do you see subliminal programming being used the most? Is it in advertising, medicine? Is it in, what area or arena?
Well, I definitely think it's used in advertising probably the most, but, I mean, there's examples of it in everything. I mean, if you think about it, it's in film. We show a lot of examples in film. Hitchcock used subliminal techniques in his films, as did people like David Fincher in a lot of his films. Francis Ford Coppola used them in Godfather, as well as Apocalypse Now. We show a few examples of that. Examples of things like when someone's drinking a Coke on television, product placement is a form of subliminal messaging. That's used constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't turn on a show without seeing someone drinking a Coke. And these are all kind of subliminal ads, and they are... they're paid sponsors, so they're getting money for putting that in there. It's not like it's just random. All of this stuff is put there purposefully. And it's, there's examples of it in music. I mean, we've talked about a lot of examples, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin examples, and we talked about the debates between some of those subliminal messages that I was taught as a kid were there. And then there was actually a trial that took place during the 80s, the Judas Priest trial. We take a look at that. Two teens committed suicide. One actually lived. He didn't, he didn't hold the gun, and it blew the front of his face off. He ended up living. But this prompted a trial against the band, the British rock band Judas Priest. So we show examples of that too. But you know, as far as advertising goes, I think all good advertising really needs to hit you on kind of a subliminal or a subconscious level. And one of the best examples for me, thinking back to my, you know, 20s and 30s, is the Nike ad, Just Do It.
Mm-hmm.
And Air Jordans are a fabulous example. I mean, these are like $150 to $200 shoes. Do they really help anyone play basketball better? I don't think so. But the marketing campaign was so great that they sold millions of shoes at these exorbitant prices, and everyone went out to buy them to improve their game. And that was a
okay, but campaign. That's not kind of like the subliminal I think about. That is kind of like... you know, that's just envy. That's wanting to have whatever everybody else has, and that's not really subliminal marketing, is it?
Well, I mean, if you think about what subliminal is, Webster's definition of subliminal is existing or functioning below the level of consciousness. And if they're trying to sway you to buy these shoes, they're not going to use, oh, well, they have better plastic and the shoestrings are made of better material. No, they're going to try to get you on your core beliefs and make you need those shoes and portray you as a better person by having these shoes, a mm-hmm. happier person. And all of that happens on a subconscious level.
Yeah, I know. I always think when I go buy an ABCD lady something out there, I'm going to look better, smell better, and walk better and talk better, but I don't. I mean, you know, because we think that. If we go buy that item, we will do better. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today, Jeff. I appreciate you very much. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. Programming the Nation, available at the Power Mall. Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, I appreciate it. You take care.
You have a blessed day. We'll be back after this 3-minute break, final segment.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountain? Is on the earth below. Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Sheron, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. In response to the question the gentleman had about when was that show on, I want to thank everybody that emailed me, July 21st, first hour. If you wanted to hear the five mobile phones, the five worst mobile phones, and how you can learn more about how bad they are, and they're pretty bad.
Yeah,
they're pretty bad.
Sure.
Yeah. And then... do you want to say something?
Well, I just wanted to say that this topic, you know, the last hour's topic is absolutely fascinating, and people should go to, I found a website called subliminalmanipulation.blogspot.com, and there are just incredible examples of some of this. You know,
the one you were showing me from Disney.
Disney's
is just
all over
nauseating.
It. Yeah, Disney's all over it. There's all kinds of examples. I mean, I just, you know.
Why would Disney do that? Is that appealing to the purient interest of young children who are fascinated by maybe sex when they don't know about it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, because Disney might be a little bit evil. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Anyway, yeah, give the website again, John.
It's subliminalmanipulation.blogspot.com. I'm sure there's hundreds of examples of websites. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. But this is just one that I picked and, you know, found.
But
so.
It's just the idea, though, that in Disney, it just amazes me. In the cartoons. These are cartoons.
Right. These are children's cartoons, yeah.
Yeah. Children's cartoons.
Hidden examples.
I just want to let you know also, Amazon, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, but it is up 73 points today, Amazon. So if you're an Amazon person, you have stock in Amazon, they're at 555 right now. Pretty amazing. The stock market is down about, I think it's 64 points in the red. Gold, of course, is still flat, I mean below flat, and silver, 1440. Gold 1070s. Anyway, I got this from Navi, and she says, a couple of years ago, the same breach, and she's talking about radiation at a plant, happened in Arkansas, in Russellville, and the information got buried. But our radiation from here to Little Rock has been off the charts, even when Japan is not coming through. She said to watch NETC.com, NETC.com. She says if you become a member there, you can click on the left side of the column, the tab that says Member Rad, and you can pull up a true chart of the radiation in your area.
Really?
Uh-huh. But the free one is not accurate. And you can get up to a five-year chart history in any of those areas. And that is NETC.com. And may you be in health, as she says, and seek all things and seek truth in all things. Thank you, Navia. Let's see. One other thing I wanted to mention. Well, I don't have next Monday's guest. I should, because Catherine's given it to me, but I don't. I apologize. Anyway, purchase from the Power Mall. Please support us. We need your support. We deserve your support, we believe, and we want your support. You all have a blessed weekend. Do something good for yourself and someone else. Enjoy every single minute. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour.
I'll see you guys.
You bet. We'll see you on Monday. Have a blessed one. Get your charcoal and your clay and your heel on.
And your silver.
And your silver. Keep it handy for pet remedies. We'll see you on Monday.